Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Smashbox TV's podcast 481's After Show. There was a clip on the Facebook.
Like 16 in the clip?
No, one in the hole. There was a clip on Facebook. I don't know when it was from, but it had Jeopardy, and the category was Robin Williams quotes.
Ooh.
That was the category. And I think two of the movies I hadn't seen. And I know you would do just fine since you have watched plenty of movies, but I was ecstatic that I got all five of the movies.
Oh, this is from 5 days ago?
No, I don't know when it was from. Okay, so it was from 5 days ago? Okay, sure. I saw it on just as a clip on Facebook, and I got all five.
You got all five? These. Nice.
Robin Williams movie
yes.
Quotes.
Oh. Robin Williams movie quotes.
Oh, I guess it's playing through. So
as a woman, I'm getting hot flashes.
That's Miss Doubtfire.
Scott, what is Mrs. Doubtfire? Right. Robin Williams movie quotes for $1,200.
Ooh, I feel nervous now. Daily double, because you got them all. You said
I got them all. And a hint: I haven't even seen all the movies.
Oh, that's good. Let's bet it all. Wow. Oh, good job, buddy. Ooh. Bet it all. I'm sure what we're doing now is illegal. We're not showing it on YouTube, but we're listening to it.
It's not your fault.
Oh, that's Goodwill Hunting. Look at me, son. It's not, that's what he's saying to Matt Damon.
Mm-hmm, on the picnic
then
bench.
Then he forces the hug.
Was that in the therapy room, or was that on the picnic bench? Either way.
Let's go.
I think he might have said it in both times.
Robin Williams movie quotes for $1,600.
Mm. We're going to see.
You treat a disease, you win, you lose. You treat a person, I guarantee you, you'll win.
Oh, that's the...
Patch Adams.
Right.
Robin Williams.
She got it before I did.
Yeah, I surprisingly pulled it.
I wouldn't have got... To find your own voice. Oh. Oh, Captain, my captain.
What is...
Yeah.
Time. Scott, what is the Dead Poets
yeah.
Society?
Oh, Captain, my captain. Oh, that's the famous phrase from Dead Poets Society. Were, sorry.
I was
no, that's not the name
the
of the movie.
Right
my
answer.
Bad, my bad.
Yeah. I have not seen Dead Poets Society.
You've not seen Dead... That's
and I have not good, seen Good Morning Vietnam.
I've got the soundtrack to Good Morning Vietnam.
So, anyway, kind of a funny side. Again, they were obviously... One of them was so... Obvious, the 200-pointer was so obvious that, although I had not seen, the 200 and the, I don't know, whatever the most expensive one is, 1,200, I hadn't seen those movies, but.
But which was the 1,200 one that was?
The Dead Poets Society.
Oh, yeah.
And then Good
That was
Morning.
Such a, like, of our high school.
It really was.
It was such a, you know, especially me hanging out, I tended to hang out with, like, the theater crew.
Mm-hmm.
It was, like, that was, like, the thing, you know, jokingly get up on your desk, go captain my captain, that whole thing. It was, that was right. We're rolling right into that.
I feel as if, and I know I've talked about it before, so I won't belabor it too much, but there is definitely a list of I was going to say, I'd start with the list of the top 100 movies, maybe revered by somebody of all time. But there's at least 50 very, very legitimate movies that, like, I feel like most of the world has seen that I haven't gotten around to.
I would say there's a good handful that I haven't. I mean,
Society being one of them.
I don't even count.
And I'm talking good movies. I'm not just talking like
the classics.
I didn't see Up 2. No, like, that's okay. But I'm talking legitimate classics.
Casablanca, The Maltese Falcon. These are classics that I've never seen that I probably won't. Because even though, you know, I think is the Rosebud. Citizen Kane.
Oh.
Like, just some of the most famous movies of all time. I don't really have an urge probably to go back.
Well, and
watch some
of those. Like a great example on the board, maybe that's Carney's one of his examples. Like, I've never seen Dazed and Confused. There's plenty of references.
I've seen most
that
of
I
it.
Think I could put together. I've never seen it in its entirety.
I'm not going to lie.
So I think of a lot of movies of that nature, but Miles is on the board after apparently he's back for more, and he says, "Terry, $100 if you can tell me when the last time I was on." I can't without doing the research. I could dig into it. It'd take me a couple of minutes. I could dig into it.
But it's been a long time.
Yeah.
2017, 2018, maybe.
I mean, if you keep up this attitude, it's going to double until the next.
We'll see you on episode 1000, my friend.
All right. So that would be a good question for the chat. Like, what's a movie? Put it in the chat. What's a movie that you feel like everybody's seen, or you like people are astonished when you say, I've actually never seen that.
And
what,
it's not
what
like,
would that movie be?
And I want it to be like not a movie that you like you just would never see.
Yeah, no, because,
I'm shocked that some people have never seen the first Avengers movie, which I think is one of the top movies of all time. Star Wars, things like that. And those are movies you're never going to see. But there are people who just don't want to see those. Like, you're not interested in it. But maybe a movie that you're just like, I just never got around to seeing it that I probably should see.
I would say something. I know, again, it's really subjective. But I think of, like, is critically acclaimed quite the defining component to it? Because, like, Avengers was a big movie. But are you shocked? You're shocked when you say somebody really?
Yeah, I mean, it was huge. Like, are you shocked if someone said, "I've never seen Titanic"?
Yes, but I feel like
I've never seen Titanic.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, I think that's shocking.
Yeah, I saw some of it in the dorms theaters, and I literally walked out. It didn't interest me. I got through, like, I was like, I'm not gonna. And I think I've seen a majority of the movie through clips or catching it on TV or whatever. But, like,
yeah, the nude parts.
Avatar, which was bigger than,
I've never seen Avatar,
bigger than Titanic. These are movies, James Cameron movies, that are crazy. So there's some interesting ones on the board. Ray has never seen When Harry Met Sally. It's a great movie. Tim has never seen Back to the Future. Like, that's just,
that feels
shocking.
Wrong. Yeah, that just feels wrong.
Yeah.
To me. Especially knowing your age, Tim.
Yes.
Your age range.
Brad Silvers has never seen E.T. I watched E.T. just a couple months ago with my kids. Awesome. Raising Arizona. I've never seen Raising Arizona.
I have not. Titanic, some of the...
Ray saying he's never seen Stand By Me. Again, being of that age, that's shocking to me. I think that's a classic. That's one I want to sit down with my son and watch with some of his buddies. I think that would be interesting.
Wow, Miles chimes in with, through a quick movie break here, Miles chimes in with saying May of 2017?
That was the last time we had him on?
Wow. Okay. Well, I almost feel bad.
We talk about him a lot.
Yeah. He does get some pretty good advertising.
Mal says, you got to watch Raising Arizona. See?
Gone with the Wind, Wizard of Oz, yeah.
I've never seen Gone with the Wind. My grandmother used to watch it all the time.
Now, again,
I've seen Wizard of Oz.
I feel like there's some that I wouldn't hold many people to, almost exclusively due to era or time. Like, you and I not seeing Gone with the Wind, I don't think is that crazy. And I not seeing E.T. is far crazier than you and I not seeing, like, a Gone with the Wind, because E.T. was right in our wheelhouse of one you would expect that we had seen. And it was obviously just such a, blockbuster in all regards. So.
And Dan says, I'm with you, Johnny. Keep your tragedy and romance and give me more Marvel movies. I'm not saying that I love tragedy and romance. I also love Marvel movies, though. You know, it's, again, Dead Poets Society is defining from when I was younger. That's one of those movies that hit. Goonies. Like, I'm shocked when someone says, I've never seen Goonies. I'm like, really? Especially of our age.
Yeah. Now, again, our age.
My parents' age said they hadn't seen it, fine. If someone my son's age has never said they've seen it, like, okay, I would question someone my son's age, their parents, that not force their kids to at least see Goonies, but I can kind of understand that.
Speaking of kids.
Oh, geez.
I somehow still have two.
That's good.
They're both surviving.
That's good.
Yep. Yeah, I'm proud of that. One's going to get a little more challenging. As of about 7 hours ago.
She got her license.
Allie, my 15-year-old, has her temps.
Her temps, yes.
So she went in.
Have you got to drive with her yet?
We drove around the parking lot for 15 minutes or so, and cool. Then she said she was good. So first day, non-crash. That was literally the first time she's been behind any wheel of any kind in any capacity. And we drove a little bit around in the DMV parking lot, which by that time was empty because they closed literally almost. The doors were almost closing as we were walking out.
Okay.
We went in. She had taken her online class where you could do like two lessons a day and you had to get through like 30 or 40 lessons or something. She took all of those. She completed it today. We went into the DMV, which is a whole nother conversation you have to have. She's heard stories. Then you have to temper those.
Was it as bad?
It was not as bad. Okay. And big shout out specifically to the very first clerk we met with. She was incredibly warm and gracious and kind. And then when we had to go to a different clerk later, also incredibly warm and gracious and kind. There was a few people. We got lucky. I'll say that. There's definitely. But yeah. So she went in. She had to take the test. It's 50 questions, multiple choice. Some things have changed since you and I've been there. Some things haven't. But she took the test.
I don't even remember.
Necessarily remember those. But fun fact. It's no longer 10 and 2.
Is, would it be like 1 and 11 then, or?
9 and 3.
9 and 3 they're going with? So and on the sides?
The logic I was told.
That feels old.
This has a couple layers to it. The logic I was told, or at least she had read about or talked about, Allie, this is, says, so many more cars have airbags. And getting broken and or whatever.
Okay.
And so apparently shifted to 10 or to 9 and 3. That's which brings up another point. How many kids know what 9 and 3 even means anymore? Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
I got a little scared for a moment thinking about my younger daughter.
God, you would hope that the kids even because they
were getting older.
Schools still have some analog clocks. Some. I think all schools still
have. Some have digital in their rooms.
I'm sure, but I would think that there's got to...
it's a skill you would think.
I would question.
But when somebody says 10 and 2 or bogey at 12 o'clock or a hot guy at 6 o'clock, not everyone knows what that means anymore due to clocks. And anyway.
Okay.
So 9 and 3. So that was something I learned.
That's good.
So she goes through it. You can get 10 wrong and still pass. She ended up getting 6 wrong. And then she got all the road signs. I think they show you 15 road signs. She's like, one of them was a stop sign. I'm like, well, I'm glad you got them all.
I'm glad you got that one right then.
Yeah. Walked out and officially has her temp license. Now, every state is still a little bit different. Some states you have to be 50. When you and I were in school,
15
you
and a half.
You could not get your temps until you were 15 and a half. That has changed in Wisconsin, and now it's the day you turn 15.
I like it that it's 15 now.
Yeah, yeah. And if you get all your stuff done, you can get your temps right at the age of 15. So, anyway, yeah, and just the whole idea of back and forward, and then again, we're a little. We didn't have backup cameras in our day.
No, you put your arm around
and you look back.
And you looked backwards.
And immediately, she would glance at the camera. I'm like, That's good as a reference, but you need to be looking. Pretend like pretend like this screen here doesn't show up.
Yeah.
So it will be interesting. So we did that for 15-ish minutes. Mm. She was really tentative, thankfully.
She's not just peeling around like Tokyo Drift.
Not like Kenzie would be.
Hey, Dad, check this out.
Do you want to drive, about a mile to another, what would be an empty, technical college parking lot where we'd have even more room? She's like, no, I'm good. And by that time, it was basically officially dark. And she's like, no, I'm good. And so our very first lesson was 15 minutes tonight.
Sam clarifies on their board, is a temp a learner's permit or can she drive solo? Sorry. Yes.
Yeah, we call it a temp.
We call it a temps here. It is a learner's permit. She has to be in the car with an adult. Does it have to be a parent or just any driver?
A legal guardian or parent 18? That has had a license for at least 2 years.
A legal guardian or parent, not just an adult.
I don't think with this, I didn't read all my rules yet, but I don't think any legal. I think it has to be.
It's like she couldn't go with grandma or grandpa.
I don't believe so.
Okay.
But I'll double check that.
Yeah.
But I know they have to have at least 2 years, have had their license for at least 2 years.
Yeah. In Oregon. They say 15 can drive, but no kid passengers. Yeah, you're gonna have to brush up on those rules.
Yeah, they gave me a whole pamphlet that I'll read through. I knew it was just her and I.
That's assuming you can read.
Exactly. But I am certain that myself and Kenzie could be in the car.
Okay.
I don't know if we can have additional adults or parents. So if it could be in theory four of us in the car or at max, that's what I'll get back to you on. I think lesson two will come tomorrow. We got to make a trip to UPS to pick up boxes that Miles finally shipped me.
Ouch. Yeah.
So, yeah. And a little tense. Understandably, they say that, at least in Wisconsin, they say less than 50% pass on their first temps exam.
Really?
Yeah, which did surprise me. And Allie noticed, and she was very nervous. Smart girl, but still nervous. And another girl had started next to her. And then at one point we turned around and, she was crying and clearly did not get past her first thing. And Allie felt terrible, as did I, cause it's obviously, you have to wait 24 hours to then be able to take the test the second time for your learner's permit. You have five chances ultimately. And if you don't, then you have to have a special conversation with somebody. So hopefully everybody gets it figured out.
You passed on your first time, right?
I don't recall. I passed my driver's test.
Yeah.
I would assume I passed my temps test, but
We went to a class before
it was much more thorough. They didn't leave it up to us as much as they do now. So when was this course in Thailand going to make a bid for the Champions Cup before the season starts? Yeah, I was just thinking about putting it on in...
good idea.
I don't know. Whatever World's Week is when I'd host it now. No, this is worth clarifying. I won't go too far into it. I will clarify, though, for those that don't know. People have asked, like, oh, could there be a tour stop? Will the pro tour... None of that will happen. Unless it's turned into a truly like a retreat, vacation, seminar, camp kind of scenario, the course in Thailand averages 200 feet, 225 feet.
I said we want to get more variety 11, on tour.
For 11 holes. 11 holes at an average of 225. Maybe it's, I guess I could look, but it's probably 225 feet is the average hole length of the 11 holes. So we will not be bringing a pro tour stop there. Although it would be incredible to see like the top 50 men and top 50 women all roll up on their mopeds and their helmets and then like just the scooter gang come rolling through. But no, that course is not suited and can't really be suited for high caliber par four play. Now, you want to watch Philo possibly birdie, 16 out of the 22 holes? I do. That's your place. It's a lot of fun. But yeah, you're not going to see any other high level play, but we'd love to get more of those pros over there. Simon was talking about our terrible rules for a license compared to Germany. I can only imagine.
Well, yeah.
Well, first of all, like, I've learned in some other countries, like, speeding's not like a thing. Like,
in some countries.
In some countries, like, if it's 75 kilometers per hour, you go 75 kilometers per hour.
Oh,
like,
you don't go over?
Yeah, like, it's like a, you go the speed limit. And, like, that's, I've said it before, especially, Finland was like this, especially Estonia. When you come up to a crosswalk, if there's anyone even within remote chance of using that crosswalk as a pedestrian, you freaking stop for them. You, like, in a car,
you should in the U.S. too, but...
Of course, but it is a totally different, like, everything about it is a completely different vibe. It's so much more peaceful and respectful. And the obligation is there, like, you're anywhere near a road or a crossroad, like, the cars are going to stop for you. It's just what they do. It's, dare I say, it's pretty incredible. Did you see the thing? We're going to go local. We're going local here to Milwaukee area for just a moment.
Local.
Did you see something about the new road and bike road down by UWM where we went to school? And
yes, it's basically a one-lane road with two bike lanes on each side, I believe. Mm-hmm. And so the cars, now it's a two-way street, but only one lane. Go figure
with,
that.
With plenty of
room to go around. So it is a highly focused bike road, more or less. And so as a car, you should be driving in the center. Even if a car's coming on at you, you then go into the bike lane to go around to make a two-way pass. I have heard mixed reviews on it. Obviously, some people don't like it. Some people think it's great that you're giving bikes, especially down by the college. I can understand a little bit more. I don't know. Like, I'll have to drive down there because I drive past that area in general. I'll have to figure out where it is and see how.
I love the idea of more opportunities for cyclists and safe pathways and whatnot. I watched a husband and wife drove down the road. The husband was driving. The wife was filming the experience, and it looks like a clusterfuck. Like, it just, it doesn't, it looks like things could get sideways real quickly and real easily as it unfolds. And it just happens to be in
the area.
I wonder
where that idea came from. It has to be an established somewhere.
Protocol somewhere. Yeah. I don't know. On a not busy street, it makes perfect sense to me. Mm-hmm. That's not exactly a low trafficked area
where
they did it, though. So it was something I saw in the Milwaukee area. A comment comes in, says, can you discuss when you're going to hold the chaining in the new year?
And usually you hold that right around New Year's.
I hold it usually the last possible weekend of the year so that you don't have to have already renewed your PDGA membership yet for the next year, even though it's becoming more common and it's not a hassle that it used to be 10 or 20 years ago. Wow. If I were to host chaining in the new year, I'm going to throw this out here now, likely a flex event.
And a major.
It'd be a major. It'd be the Champions Cup chaining in the new year.
You should call it that just for fun.
The Champions Cup is held in Wisconsin in the middle of winter. I mean,
they can't stop you from calling it that.
and I have it at up in the Northwoods of Wisconsin to really throw people off. No, playing the Black Tees there. No, it would either happen on Saturday, December 30th, or Sunday, December 31st. Chaining in the new year. You're trying to, I know what you're doing, Tom. You're trying to pin me into committing to running it by having me talk about it publicly. And I like the idea. Let's see if we can make it happen. I have to see if Miles can get me some stuff.
If you contact him about December 25th, yes, it should be fine.
I'll call him on Christmas morning.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, can you get these to me?
Wait, are you busy right now? No. Oh, you're watching your kids open presents? How about you watch Uncle Tear Bear open a box full of shirts there, Mr. Miles?
Yes. Carney says, less safe for bikes. It's been tested, but is a feel good for the anti-car people. For the board, what part of Thanksgiving are you responsible for? I'm a single dad without family near, so I don't always like learning what things to make Thanksgiving with family.
thankfully, being Thanksgiving, I don't have to do anything for Thanksgiving.
Oh, you.
I am.
You're sexist.
You're not doing anything either. Don't let him
know. I'm not. But
this is going to be a very strange year for us, for me particularly. I think I mentioned this to Terry maybe last week. I couldn't remember or not. That my grandmother passed away 2 months ago, 3 months ago or something like that. And for 45 years, we all just gathered at their house, her house, whether when it was grandma and grandpa 10 years ago, he passed away about a decade, about 10 years ago, maybe 12 years ago now, and she passed away this year. So this past week, I called my sister and I said, hey, where is everyone getting together this year? And she said, we're not. And I was like, really? 45 years. I think I've missed maybe two or three in those years. We were in Florida 1 year for work. My daughter was born December 2nd, so we just didn't want to travel up there knowing that it could happen at any minute. And with the complications she was having, we weren't going to take the risk, so we missed that week. And I think I missed 1 year in college. I think I stayed back at the dorms for 1 year.
We had to study, probably.
Yeah, totally. I'm sure that's what it was. So it's going to be very strange. Instead, we're going to go up to my wife's family and do Thanksgiving with them, which is a different experience because her brother, they do like a kind of like a fancy Thanksgiving where when you see the different foods, like they've got turkey and they've got mashed potatoes, but they might have something that you don't know what it is. And she'll tell you it's this super fancy cranberry brulee cremeche from Czechoslovakia. And you're like, oh, cool. I'll pass it. And I'll go get something else. Because growing up, it was always, here's the world's most giant bowl of mashed potatoes. Here is my uncle is constantly cutting the turkey and just fletching it out to people. There is green beans. There's usually meatballs. There are just kind of general Thanksgiving foods. I'm not getting that this year. So it's going to be really weird. And I don't know. Normally I kind of pig out on my mashed potatoes because that's the kind of guy I am. Stuffing, gravy, that type of thing. I don't know what I'm in store for this year, which is a little scary. Because it's Thanksgiving, and I feel like I should just be able to have a plate full of mashed potatoes.
So, that's it.
That's
mashed
it.
Potatoes.
That's my,
get it.
That's my jam.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Terry?
And your cranberry jam?
No.
Nothing special for me. I'll be local and then a couple days later, hosting cold turkey. Saturday, pros and advanced players, Sunday, all AMs, and currently sold out. And a final plug for the flex start. So if you can't play or you couldn't dedicate an entire day to playing or you're already shut out because it's full, flex start taking place on Saturday. And the rest of the player pack, once I obviously get these shirts tomorrow, everything else is all surprisingly lined up and ready to go.
Yeah, my wife will probably bring a dessert for Thanksgiving. Some sort of, sometimes she makes like this grape salad with butterfinger crumpled on the top. It's like
that's interesting.
It's not my thing, but apparently everybody else that eats it likes it.
Either.
You'd have to try it, but
maybe.
I tried it and it wasn't my thing, but. That's fine. That's fine.
Okay.
Before we started, Terry, I was telling you that I didn't sleep well last night, and it brought an idea to my head. I think do you have something I've never asked you? Do you have any reoccurring dreams?
Oh, yeah. It starts with
Mariah Carey
not being here next Tuesday.
Oh,
no, I have none.
So you,
I have absolutely no quote unquote themes or reoccurrence or my dreams are limited to only the times that I remember them, which usually for me means only the times in which I have like an exorbitant amount of sleep, which obviously is also then rare. I see a pattern here. But no, it's incredible to me when people tell me and people have these.
Like you do remember some dreams.
I do. Yeah.
As do I.
But no, there is absolutely no pattern or reoccurrence to any of those deep things. Yeah, you on the other hand,
I have reoccurring.
You're a pervert.
I have. Well, no. I have like one reoccurring dream, and it is almost always when I have it. It's probably maybe twice a year. I'm usually being chased by a serial killer.
Mm.
Like
that's my dream too.
Like a it's usually like a Jason Voorhees type character, and inevitably I'm always running. And it's like you cannot run. You run, but you're going like really, you know you're going slow. Mm. It's almost like someone's holding you or you're running through like knee deep water or something. Mm. Like that's the reoccurring dream that I have, that there's a serial killer and he's going to get me and all I can do is run.
And it's always a male serial.
It's always a male
you
serial
sexist.
Killer. And so.
You think men are better killers than women? Huh?
No. I've watched enough murder crimes, shows. Yeah. I've watched enough, you know, Jilted Lover. I don't mess with. But that's like the one, reoccurring theme. If I would pick one, and last night I had the dream. Like at 4:30, I woke up because I had this weird dream that there was a serial killer. He wasn't chasing me at this time, but he was on the loose, and we were all like stuck in a house. We couldn't use the bathroom inside the house for some reason. The bathroom was across like a driveway. You had to go outside and go to like into the garage where the bathroom was. My daughter had to use the bathroom. So we had to like run out and for fear of a serial killer going to get us. So that's my reoccurring. Like I'm a serial killer dreamer. And it might have to do with a lot of the movies and stuff I watched as a kid. I watched all the Friday the 13th. I watched all of the Nightmare on Elm Street. You know, we watched all of that stuff.
Yeah.
And so that's probably where it comes from.
For me, that actually, all of that brings me back to our prior conversation where I've never seen Friday the 13th and I've never seen Nightmare on Elm Street. Not that I'm afraid to.
Any of them?
No.
Like any of the 25 of them?
No, I've never watched any of them in any entirety whatsoever.
Hmm. Tim Court says he has, his is kind of the school test you didn't study for or you forgot your locker combination. That's a very common dream. I stopped having those. I used to get those once in a great while, but I haven't had those in a long time. It was never the combination. It was always the test I wasn't ready for. I never had the dream where you show up to school naked. That was never, even though it's a very common one. Ray says he has dreams where his teeth fall out. And he also says sleep paralysis, which is freaky. Like you're familiar where like you wake up, but you cannot move.
Yeah.
Like your body is just shut down. So.
And then on the opposite end, one of our good smashies and friends of the show, Chris Cobb, often suffers from insomnia. And I can't imagine. Imagine that either.
Yeah. So that was my dream last night. I woke up at 4:30 for whatever reason. I just popped awake and it was raining last night. And then I just wasn't tired. So it was like I laid in bed from 4:30 to about 6 when my wife got up, and then I was able to fall asleep after she got up and got out of bed, and I slept for like maybe 45 minutes after that. So
yeah, I should have slept longer, maybe tomorrow. Then yeah. I gotta take the girl driving. We'll see how that goes.
Is she gonna get a car, or are you guys gonna share like just
no final? My car will not be her primary mode of transportation. I don't know what she's thinking.
Well, I was gonna say with you traveling so much,
it's funny. I was pulling out of the driveway
really,
tonight,
literally,
and
see
I thought to myself, I will tell her tomorrow that when I'm gone, you're not to drive my car. Like to actually lay down that very explicit rule.
Even after she's 16 and she has her license.
We'll see.
I mean, I understand like when you're not there and she's not 16, no doubt. Like, yeah, but even if your wife's there, maybe that's not the thing.
I don't know. We'll have to see how all that goes. Yeah. There's a 2005 element that can be all fired up and ready to go.
No, I don't know if it could be.
Well, that's what I'm going to hope anyway, is that I can get it up and running. All right, let's do our giveaway.
We're going to give,
start to wrap stuff up.
Let's do a giveaway. Patreon.com/SmashboxTV. You can be eligible for this giveaway by donating as little as $1 a month.
What?
So, yeah, I know.
And you could win all these shirts from Miles over at Paragon for just $1.
We are going to give away the mystery box of shirts.
Yes.
So we will get your shirt size after we draw this winner, and you will get one of our better giveaways, a bunch of shirts.
Yeah.
We've given away some good prizes, and this ranks right up there.
I don't know. Miles is gonna have to set the bar pretty high here.
That's right.
We gotta remember he's trying to win some business here too.
Shop at Paragon. 134 people are eligible for our giveaway tonight. Terry Miller, how exactly do we want to do this? Do we just want to do our normal random.org and then?
Yeah, I'm good with that.
All right, so let me bring
And then what we'll do is we will pass on the information. Like I said, we'll get the shirt size and we'll get it passed on to Miles. And then maybe he'll drive it to you and deliver it.
I mean, maybe if you're in Illinois, but I don't
know. Miles is on the board saying it's going to be a huge box.
It is the twin to the $2,000 box.
Wow. They better be here for it.
Actual retail value may not be $2,000. All right, Terry Miller, let's draw a number. Which one do you want to go with? How many should we generate?
I think
Miles hasn't been on since 2017.
I was going to say it might only be a second time on a show. So I like the second. Let's generate.
Okay.
Let's generate the second.
Our first number is 81, and our second number is number 9. I sorted them by first name tonight.
First name. So I'm expecting a Brian.
Oh, you're expecting a Brian.
Let's
see what number 9 is. Number 9 is.
Oh, sweet. Ava Meyer.
Ava Meyer.
Oh, that's going to be extra challenging. Ava is about junior age. Junior age. So, probably a youth medium or small for her. But you'll make it work. Ava is an incredible superstar out of the... I'm going to say Kansas City area. I know that's inaccurate. I believe she's about an hour and a half from Kansas City. I don't remember the exact name. I apologize. But Ava is... the woman running around, the young lady running around that we've seen her on coverage, and she'll open up her Zooka cart
and
it's just filled with snacks. And she even provides them to me. She's adorable. And she provides them to the players, to the spotters, to helpers. She's so graciously sometimes has showed up to some of the media and other crew and have handed out gift cards. Like, just... absolutely unbelievable. Her and her parents, incredible people all within the disc golf community. Ava
The last time she won was almost exactly a year ago.
Wow. And I feel like Ava has won. And I was going to say she's got multiple world championship titles as well. I almost guessed it. PDGA number 83,000 on the dot. I knew she had I just found one of her stickers like literally a few days ago cleaning.
Oh, that's cool.
And it was like a bird / penguin. And Ava... out there doing work. So
Miles just goes, crap.
finding you're going to have to, maybe if we have to do multiples, we will.
Yeah. I mean,
if
we have to give away a different box, Miles,
we can make it happen.
We could do that.
Nonetheless, big shout out to Ava though. Seriously. Thanks for the support. Okay. He says do another giveaway. So okay. I'll send some stuff down to Ava myself then.
All right.
Since Miles says he doesn't have any youth sizes. So I'll send something myself.
Oh.
I'll send a few things down to Ava.
That's great. So
Miles will do another one.
I just generated another number. Johnny it was will. Actually 122, and that is going to Two Chains.
His login is Two Chains.
His login is
I don't two, think it's really Two Chains.
It might be Two Chains.
It could be. I think he was on a disc golf. I think he was on a show too long ago being taught how to play disc golf.
My guess is that it's Two Chains. Let's see here once. It is... I mean, if Two Chains lives in South Dakota, he might.
He probably does.
Yeah, so we're just going to assume it's the rapper Two Chains. So congratulations, Two Chains 108002 is the username. We'll reach out to you and get your... Oh, we actually might already have your... No, I don't think we have your size. Probably not. Nope. I do not have your size.
We'll get it figured out.
But we'll get that figured out. We will get that shipped. I'll send an email to Terry 2 Chainz.
Oh my gosh, all these drawings. It's like Thanksgiving around here.
Be thankful, Terry.
An extra serving of Miles Parkhill and Paragon Disc Golf.
Oh, there'll be extra servings this weekend, my friend. I like me some Thanksgiving. I already had one Thanksgiving meal. Somebody, they all brought stuff into work, so.
Stuffing?
They all brought stuff. They did bring stuffing. And turkey and mashed potatoes.
I like
deviled eggs. And
deviled eggs are part of Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it's like any other potential appetizer. I don't associate deviled eggs with Thanksgiving.
No, I don't associate.
It could be made and provided there. I associate deviled eggs more so with Christmas.
Oh, really?
For whatever reason. Maybe because that's when they were more commonly
served. It's funny because
my family.
In my head, I associate them more with like a 4th of July meal. Like a picnic. Like everyone's coming and someone's bringing deviled eggs and you're bringing like, because it's kind of a cooler type of a food. But there always seems to be deviled eggs at almost any sort of bring your own food. Someone always brings deviled eggs.
That's at least in my family.
Yeah, that's in my family's go-to. And I like me some deviled eggs.
Yeah, you would. All right. So we got extra drawings. Thank you to Miles. And Miles, I think, might be sponsoring our next 8 drawings, if I made that up correctly.
He's just looking to get rid of the jersey shirts that are taking up spots on his shelf us.
Nonetheless, we'll make it work, and we appreciate it. Sam says, I'm disappointed JVD and Terry don't have something they make. Figured age and... Oh, age and stuff? Is that what it says? Age and stuff as a kid. I'll say this. There would be 2 things that I would personally either could make and or associate for me and my family as a kid with Thanksgiving. Number one, which won't happen, is lefse. That's because all family gatherings for me featured lefse, the Norwegian delicacy that we've talked about here in the past. Johnny V's wife and family participate. Making lefse is like an all-day ordeal. Yeah. And so that's why I'm not like, oh, I'll just make lefse this week. Like,
no,
you don't just whip it up. So lefse is the number one thing that I associate, even though it's not at all Thanksgiving-based, but that's where I always had it, was Thanksgiving and Christmas dinners with my
family. Yeah, we would always get together at Thanksgiving, and that's when you'd make it. Like, you do Thanksgiving dinner on, like, Thursday, and then Friday was, like, lefse-making day, where everyone got together, riced the potatoes, peeled them, you know, cooked it, and then they would have to sit, and usually you'd start to eat it, like, a week or so later.
Yeah, no, it was available, and I mowed down on Thanksgiving. So that, or the other thing I'd eventually... kind of helped out with or took over slightly once I went through home ec in high school or junior high. My grandma, who also made the lefse, made phenomenal cherry cheesecake.
My go-to.
If I were to make something or volunteer to make something, cherry cheesecake at this day and age would be my go-to.
Trying to think. There's Thanksgiving isn't my... I love Thanksgiving meal, but I'm just not a Thanksgiving cooker. I like Christmas stuff. I'm a big fan of making... No shock. I'm a big fan of making Christmas treats. Mm. Like chocolate-covered pretzels, and specifically different chocolate-covered pretzels with different salts and this like that. Like, that's what I like to make. So that's usually where I go. If I had to make something... it's going to be something I like. So it's either going to be mashed potatoes or something really easy, probably like meatballs in a crock pot, which tends to be like a Swedish meatball or something like that. That tends to be in a crock pot. Cause those are other things that I will usually gravitate towards for foods, for sides. I don't know. That's,
Sam says, I cook for everyone and make food all the time. When I was in the military, I would be with the wives making Thanksgiving and Christmas for 30 plus people. Yeah, that hats off to you. I cannot say that I have that kind of kitchen prowess. So
no.
And easy for me. And what would turn out the best would be my regained attempt at a cherry cheesecake. I kind of want to eat one. I don't feel like making one right now. I just would like to eat some.
Yeah. It's going to be, again, that's the one thing I'm going to, other than my grandma herself, the one thing I'm going to miss is the mashed potatoes. Because I don't know what it was. She always homemade mashed potatoes and this and that. But no matter where I go, the mashed potatoes are never as good.
Yeah.
And that's just the way it's probably going to be the rest of my life. So, and I've been blessed because, again, my grandmother had 8 kids, one of which was my mother. And everybody just they always just brought stuff. So since I was a kid, you'd show up, sit down, watch football, usually about 12:30 or 1 o'clock. When my grandfather was still alive, they would serve him first. He would always get the first plate. And then it was like, oh, grandpa's got his meal. Like, we'd all sit and watch and get his plate. And then it was like, dinner time.
Wow.
Or lunchtime, because it was always at lunch. And then everyone would rush and get in line to get the food. It's just chaos. It's not like we've never had everybody, which is the other thing I'm going to have to deal with this weekend, like a sit down meal where everybody sits down at the table and you eat. Everybody grabs a plate, loads it up, sits down on the floor. You sit down on a chair, whoever, you know,
a TV tray,
whatever you can. You usually sit in front. Half of us are sitting in front of a card table, a football game. Oh. Another half are sitting in the kitchen. When food's over, cards come out and get played. It's like that type of family gathering. So going to this like kind of more formal Thanksgiving, I don't think I'm going to like it. I'm really nervous. I don't want to.
Just run around like somebody's chasing you.
And there's a lot of people. There's going to be a lot of people. So I think it'll be a little bit more like what I like, as opposed to, I think, the other dinners I've had at their house, which are always more sit down and formal. Ugh. I don't know. I'll report back next week as to what we got.
With that, we're going to report back once the cold turkey is complete. Hopefully you've stuffed yourself with some cold turkey, and we hope that you enjoy time with loved ones and have a great Thanksgiving.
Be thankful.
Be thankful. That's a good call.
We're thankful for all of you.
Yes. And we've said it before, you support us via Patreon, we like you more.
We're even more
thankful.
That
allows us to have turkey and then save up for some... Anyway. All right. We are going to call it. Thank you to Miles. Thank you to Miles and Paragon and Miles T-shirts for the giveaways tonight and for the next seven and a half weeks. Thank you for sponsoring those, Miles. And we'll get those out to our winners. Enjoy one another this weekend. Don't get too rowdy if you don't have to. And we'll see some of you at the Cold Turkey. For Johnny V, I'm the Disc Golf Guy. That's Podcast 481's After Show. We'll see you next week. You step inside the Smashbox.
Gobble, gobble.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.